Hey, everyone. We're back for another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. I'm Tom, and with me is Dexter. Your Daily is a website where I find interesting things throughout the week, and then we have this little show to talk about them on the weekend, a little weekend roundup show.
Yes, we do.
Yep, and I actually don't have much because it was the Christmas week holiday thing, so we're kind of busy. I think we only have like three posts.
Whoa.
So this will be a short show today. Short show. That felt like I was going to say something naughty there. Short show. I don't know why. It felt like I was going to swear accidentally. Anyway. So let's move on
sweet.
To the
paper dolls.
First thing. Yeah, Santa's
Speaking
Little Helpers.
Of the first thing.
Speaking of the first thing. Santa's Little Helpers DIY paper dolls. At this site over at macula.tv.
How do you even spell that?
You would spell it as M-A-C-U-L-A, like Dracula, only Macula. You can actually download a PDF file, print it out, and just fold along. And here's what I thought was interesting. They have a Krampus one. Remember last week we were talking about Krampus?
The evil
brother of Santa Claus that I just heard about last week from a friend of mine. So I downloaded printed his out. Yeah, so we can cut these out after the show, and it's got a bad child that sits in his basket that is behind him, and it's got a fork for him to eat him, and all kinds of stuff. So you can download that, or there's a Santa paper toy. I mean, I know this is after the holidays, but, you know, whatever. It's still neat. I posted it around the holidays.
Posted it during the holidays.
Yeah. So technically, isn't New Year's considered part of the holidays?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just realized when we were starting this show and I was putting the date on it, that it's the 28th. We still have, like, more crap to go through.
Yeah.
So...
Wait, it's the 28th?
Yeah, it's the 28th of December. Yeah, so we still have, like, New Year's coming up, and I'm like, ugh, I'm so...
And then Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm so just done with everything, my God. I mean, all the Christmas parties, and then the different days for family parties and stuff like that, and then the shopping, which your mom did everything online, which that was smart of her, because I ended up having to go out on my lunch break, like 2 days before Christmas, to get my stuff, which actually
yeah,
wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the stores were packed when I was getting presents.
You didn't get anything.
Shh.
Oh,
don't blow my cover.
Don't blow your cover. I'm sure everybody's just
great.
So concerned. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, so you can go there and download these paper dolls. A little tangent we went off on there. So that's over, like I said, that's over at macula.tv.
Speaking of artistic things,
actually, this one is kind of in the same sort of same sort of realm.
So yeah, I actually made a connection. Somehow.
But it's not artistic; it's paper folding again. What it is
really?
I titled it "Build Your Own Camera Pinhole." It's actually for pinhole cameras. I just thought that was clever, but
XD
might not have been XD. I heard a funny thing this week when you just did XD, and it takes me a second every time you do that to figure out what you're saying. Somebody today said, I heard somebody talking at work, and they were explaining something to someone else on their computer, and they go, oh, that's an ID10T problem. And the person's like, what? And he's like, ID10T. And he's like, write it down. And when you write it down, you'll see what it means. So I thought that was funny. Now you need to get a piece of paper right behind you. So if somebody's having a problem on their computer that you show them how to fix, so you're writing it down, ID10T.
Ha! Idiot!
Yep. Because when I first heard him say that to the other guy, too, I'm sitting there going, ID10T. And then I was like, I couldn't figure it out.
That's great.
And then you write it down, and
oh
it spells idiot.
I thought it was going to make, like, a face.
Nope. I wasn't sure what was going to come from it either. So anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. Build your own cameras, pinhole. Here's a link to a site called Corbis, Corbis, .readymech, which is MECH, .com. And it shows you a bunch of different pinhole picture cameras that you can you download the PDF to check them out and fold them and stuff, and you can make little pinhole cameras. So the caption says, take a break from your computer, download, print, and build your own pinhole camera, and follow the instructions and enjoy. So a pinhole camera
is... Does it actually take pictures? Or?
Yeah, you use film on it, and what it is cameras with, if you use real film, I mean, that just basically the shutter opens and closes, and the camera film takes the light that comes in from it, and it exposes itself on the onto the film. And with a pinhole camera, you just hold it steady, and it you know, it'll let you take a picture. So you can, little fun project to try, along with making the Krampus paper doll thing. Okay.
Speaking of things that take paper, trees make paper. Tweet tree.
Yeah, but tweet tree has nothing to do with paper.
But it says tree.
Yes, tweet tree is because you can see your Twitter stream and links in one window in a tree sort of format. So tweet tree is over at tweettree.com. That's only one T, so TWEETRE. And it explains itself as tweet tree puts your Twitter stream in a tree so you can see the posts people are replying to in context. It also pulls in lots of external content like TwitPic photos, YouTube videos, and more so that you can see them right in your stream without having to click through them to see what they are. So what will happen is that, you know, people will post like a link to a YouTube video on their Twitter or a picture or some sort of thing like that. And with TweetTree, if you do it, like even if they post a link, it shows you underneath it instead of just your normal Twitter stream where you click on the link and go see what it is. It goes, oh, here's where it's taking you to. Because what it, a lot of the Twitter services use the whole, like, oops, I forgot to turn off my messenger.
You did, didn't you?
I did. Hold on, let me go offline there. Okay.
You jerk.
So the, good, it wasn't somebody important. The... So what they do is they'll use one of the link shortening things, so you have no idea what you're going to be clicking on. Well, this thing will show you what link you're going to, or it'll show you, like, here I replied to a friend of mine on there, and it shows you what you replied into what conversation you did it to. Or if somebody had, like, posting from blip.fm, a song they posted, you could play it directly on this page, and it never takes you away from it. So... just stuff like that. It's kind of a neat little service, and it just makes, and it just basically brings in your actual Twitch stream, and it's even using my Twitch stream background, although it's pulling in a background I tried to use like a month ago. The site's not pretty, but functionality wise, it's good. So
yes,
you don't use Twitter, and I find that strange. I would think with the amount of messaging and text messaging that you do, that you would like Twitter. But
Mom,
you've never even tried.
Nobody
it.
Uses Twitter, like none of my friends.
Which I find is, yeah, but none of your friends used instant messaging till about 3 months ago either. And I had been trying to get you to use instant messaging just to talk
all
to your mom and I.
All my friends used it before.
No, they didn't. They had just started using it, and then one day you turned to me and said, "How do I set up AIM?" And then I had to show you, and I'm like,
dude,
"I've been
I asked
trying to
you
get
you that like a year ago."
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It was in the summer.
It was this summer. Yeah,
it was at the beginning of summer.
Not the beginning. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Regardless, I had been trying to get you to use it for years, and then all your friends started using it because you're all going through the puberty.
The puberty.
Anyway, so that's why I find it interesting that you guys don't use Twitter more.
Your mom.
Okay, here's the last post, and this one is just... I saw this post, and it's something that until you... go delve into it more, you realize that it's a joke. But it's actually a very well thought out and very well drawn joke. But the link is for the real origin of Laugh Out Loud Cats. Now, this post, which was over on Flickr at Ape Lad's photo stream, in the first one, he shows the origin of the very first LOL cat, which he claims that his great grandpa made.
You're an ID10T.
Yeah. he claims his grandfather from 1912 came up with the idea for LOL Cats and had a comic strip called LOL Cats that only lasted a year in 1912. And he claims that's the origin for the whole LOL Cats when they started doing it again. Like, this was the original. And if you look at it, the picture is a cat running down the street, and he's like, he goes, please, where is it? There we go. I'm sorry, I'm pulling up the page. He's running down the street, and he's like, help, eyes being chased by invisible dog. And there's a cat sitting on the sidewalk eating a cheeseburger that he ran by. And then all of a sudden the cat stops and comes back and goes, want? and then takes the cheeseburger and goes, I has a cheeseburger. Which is, you know, that was the first LOL cat, I can has a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So, and he does this whole spiel, like an entire paragraph, about like how his dad was ridiculed by, or his grandpa was ridiculed by Bill Hurst, or whoever, the Hurst guy that ran the whole, all the newspapers and everything, and he only did it for a year, and then after that, he quit and only did like 12, 13 Laugh Out Loud Cat strips. And it's a good story, and it looks like it's an old comic, and it looks like, I mean, it's drawn super well. And but then when you start looking at a lot of them, like if you go to the whole set and you start looking at them, as it goes down, there's just too many modern references. Like they're at a, like where is it? There's one down here where they are... at a store getting fish, and the fish company is ROTFL, you know, and they break into a store, and he uses the term pwned, you know, and it's like, no, this is somebody doing this now. Oh, here's the one where he says pwned, you know, and it's like, no, there's no way in hell in 1912 they were using the word pwned, you know, no matter how much the funny thing was that it was going... You know, oh, this is from... I mean, there's too many coincidences. There's nobody that could have been like, oh, that's where Pwned came from. It came from the same comic as LOL Cats? No, I don't think so. So, but regardless, neat stuff. And it's very clever. And if this is real, I fully apologize. But seriously, I mean, how can it be? It's not real.
Hey, dog.
So, okay. That's all I got for the show today. So that's your daily. Hopefully I'll be posting more throughout the week, although it is another holiday week. Okay, now you're text messaging?
No.
You can't.
I'm just typing.
You so phone these
things
in sometimes. Yeah, right. You can join us here at yourdaily.blogspot.com, or
that'd
you can subscribe
creepy.
To the show and get these podcasts directly, etc., etc. And we'll see you
later
next week at yourdaily.blogspot.com. Thanks for
TTYL dogs.
Yes, thank
you
for
all.
Tuning in. And Dexter, as usual, loves you all.